y'all know him on Facebook, on MySpace. I know him personally. There was one time I remember he came down to visit me and a couple brothers in Tampa. And I remember we stayed up the whole night doing Matam and reciting some of his poetry. You know, mashallah, he's all known through all the internet, through his spoken word, through his hip hop and his rap and his poetry. He has an album coming out after Ramadan. It's called Let the People Know. And his name is Brother Ibrahim Mohsini. And he's also known as Radio Rahim from the DC area. Salawat Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Feeling good and you're really happy to be in Kansas City, loud, 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 salawat to Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. If you feel blessed, I know that all of us, when we're like, MC's gonna be in Kansas City, we're like, there's Shias that live in Kansas City? There's Muslims that live in Kansas City, but alhamdulillah, there's not, actually. We came on buses, salawat. I'm coming with a lion's fist, you devil Zionist. I'm high-tech and wireless. Target me, you'll try and miss. A universal movement against your devilish practice. Your mind, heart, and soul are pure blackness. You're about to wipe your own self off the atlas. The fact is you united all colors and religions. Rabbis are against your Masonic mission. Murdering Muslims and Christians during a ceasefire. Every child you kill is another one inspired to make sure your future is nothing but pure fire. Say Khyber, Khyber, Ya Sahyun! Say Khyber, Khyber, Ya Sahyun!
Khyber, Khyber, Ya Sahyun!
Hezbollah. We're completely invincible, meaning that you're miserable, and every dirty act you commit proves you're pitiful. You may bomb my homes and break my bones, but our spirits are solid like King Solomon's throne. I said they may bomb my homes and break our bones, but our spirits are solid like King Solomon's throne. You're the people of Pharaoh, worshiping cows and stones. While the prophet Moses preached, you moaned and groaned. You wouldn't let him teach. You laughed at his attire when he said, live for Allah. Your voice, you were serving the devil's desire. But who gets the last laugh when your voice has expired? You can only breathe smoke because you're the people of the fire. Say, Khyber, Khyber, Ya Sahyun.
Khyber, Khyber, Ya
Sahyun. Say, Khyber, Khyber, Ya Sahyun. You're on a path of self-destruction. Terrorism is your function. Living in a stolen land, built on a broken plan. A systematic genocide, holding on a puppet's hand. It's no surprise you demonize the godly man. We stand with Prophet David, Moses, and Abraham. Today, Imam Mahdi is our leader in command. Today, Imam Khamenei is our leader in command. Today, saying Nasrallah is our leader in command. This is good versus evil, and I know you understand. You can try very hard, but can never stop a lost plan. I want you to think of this as you conspire, that I return for your return deep in hell's fire. Say Khyber, Khyber, Ya Sahyun. Say Khyber, Khyber, Ya Sahyun. I won't stop until the end of your existence. Kill me now, 10 million more will be enlisted, cause it's only natural to stand against your radical ideology, satanic policy, pretending to be Jewish with your Holocaust excuses, but the whole world now knows you're bloodthirsty and ruthless. You prove this by the mass murder of women and children. They prove this by the mass murder of women and little children, bombing homes and mosques and United Nations buildings. They bomb homes, they bomb synagogues, churches, and United Nations buildings. The list goes on and on. Terrorism is their desire, but we won't stop until Zionism is in the fire. Say Chaiber, Chaiber, Yassayun. Say Chaiber, Chaiber, Yassayun. Hezbollah, Kardemun. My mind is on a waging war, my hands are on a keyboard, my feet are busy running, my stomach is very hungry, my eyes are on my watch, my ears hear an impatient boss. I do this every day, a routine so mundane, my blood is pumping through my veins, a reminder of love and pain, an obsession with two beautiful names, Abbas and Hussein, Abbas and Hussein. This is driving me insane, Abbas and Hussein, my heart is Bain al-Haramain, Abbas and Hussein. I travel around the globe like an orbiting probe, observing this world I loathe, people in the same mode in every city, town, and road. That's why I stay silent, I remain, I'm quiet while you complain. Your life is such a drain, chasing yourself without happiness attained. Plus your silly religion, you call it human intuition, a broken soul with no spiritual mission. I laugh at everything you claim, your routine is so mundane. The domain of Karbala is the only aim. Our hearts are Bain al-Haramain, Abbas and Hussein, Abbas and Hussein. Our hearts are Bain al-Haramain, Abbas and Hussein. Your depth is shallow, your thoughts are confusion. You seek truth, but your beliefs are an illusion. You sit and ask how though, you study at an institution, yet you still have no conclusion. That's why he remains in seclusion. It's funny, people call me strange, your perception needs to change. The blood pumping through our veins is a reminder of love and pain, an obsession with two beautiful names, Abbas and Hussein. This world thinks we are insane, Abbas and Hussein. The heart is Bain al-Haramain, Abbas and Hussein. The mystics, they've missed it. It's ironic, they call me a misfit. They ponder on existence, yet the answer is simplistic. Let me show it to you in a single sand grain. Still, they call me deranged. They say intercession is a little game, but I have no question, it's allowed me to fly like a crane. These mystics are superficial, they are surely not crystal. I said these mystics are superficial, they are surely not crystal. They are stuck in one dimension. You may not want to listen, but for those joining the expedition, you won't need a car, train, or plane. It'll start in the brain, then your heart will link up the chain. By now, you too may think I'm in lame, so silent I'll remain. I'm quiet while you complain. Oh, what a shame. This joy I feel inside will never be explained. Supreme tranquility, witness and obtained, but only if you put your heart in Bain al-Haramain, a reminder of love and pain every heart can ascertain. This is the main feeling I can no longer contain. This is why the world thinks we are insane. The heart is Bain al-Haramain, Abbas and Hussein.
Takbir!
This next piece is about Imam Hassan. Al-Khamsa Ashar min Shahr Ramadan marked the verification, divine inspiration, Sunnah and Al-Quran. Wrapped in a silken shawl in the hands of Zahra bint Rasulullah, Al-Hassan al-Mujtaba, a name echoed in heaven's halls. Came down Jebrail to send congratulations to the Messenger of Allah for his grandson, a grand one, noble and handsome. The Prophet performed the first taqiqah. We imitate this procedure, the righteous anthem. We ask Allah to grant them endless blessings and peace, never resting or cease, for serving the cause of justice under the care of the most trusted chief. Al-Amin raised him, taught him, brought him under a cloak, pure heavenly fragrance, a thorough purification, soaked in radiance, Nura ala Nur for Ahlul Kisa. Now take a look in Surah Nisa. Every ummah has a witness and a leader. Amir al-Mu'mineen was the one who taught him bravery on the battlefield, favorably like Daniel's will in the den of lions. Jinn and men are smiling as he plays on the Prophet's shoulders, as he prays on top of boulders. The mountains of Arabia knew this son from the Lady of Light. Saintly, he would awake in the dark night and lighten up heaven with his great sight. He would awaken in the dark night and lighten up heaven with his great sight. More bright than the color white in front of a sun or moonlight. more bright than the color white in front of the sun and moonlight. True might on his father's side at an hour when tears were flowing like rivers soaking in rainfall. An hour when tears were flowing like rivers soaking in rainfall. A pain all felt even till today, but clouds will never block out sun rays. His father raised his arm for all to see. This is my trustee, this is my wasi, Hassan ibn Ali, generous, modest, brave. His body trembled, his face was pale. When he prayed, he made slaves of hell well, because his sincerity to his creator liberated hearts from jail. His sincerity to Allah liberated hearts from jail. The definition of piety flowing through his body in every single blood cell. The definition of piety flowing through his body in every single blood cell. Aragbatu fi taqwa wa zuhadatu fi dunya. This is our leader upholding the sunnah against the same one who fought the prophet, the same one who fought Imam Ali, the ego insane, credo of gain, bini umawi. The ego insane, credo of gain, bini umawi. How do you compare against a son who was raised in the house of revelation? No doubt about his pure station, and even the archangels will attest to his purification. But you shrew, you were raised by a father who forced the prophet's migration, divorced salvation, enforced degradation, and set the course for Ahlul Bayt dehydration. They set the course for Ahlul Bayt dehydration. But their fate is an inspiration, a quality of heavenly prostration. Standing against this deadly accusation, Imam Hassan planned through calculation. But when followers fall off the path of dedication, the leader must use the path of arbitration. Grasp this causation. Imam Hassan now working vigorously to remind people who left his side, their souls will fail miserably. Low, lower, lower than low. Lower they go, attracted to an earthly glitter and glow. Low, low, lower we go, attracted to an earthly glitter and glow. Like the archers who drop their bow and arrow, like the archers who drop their bow and arrow, chasing after the valuables of the dead at the battlefield of Uhud, despite what the holy prophet said. A prelude to the battle of Safin, when deception and malice caused confusion between the troops of Amir al-Mu'mineen. These men deserted Sirat al-Mustaqim. Today we desert Sirat al-Mustaqim, and again trade the souls for empty promises from the king. This was the very situation of the holy prophet's grandson, a grand one, noble and handsome. But I doubt anyone will ever really know what it means to follow the footsteps he left, walking to and fro Medina and Mecca. I doubt any of us will ever really know what it means to follow the footsteps he left, walking to and fro Medina and Mecca, to speak with his creator in a private sector. They sat in mansions dreaming of expansions by removing the rightful successor. And today we have people like this, sitting in mansions dreaming of expansion by removing the rightful successor. This is how God will test you. His wife too joined the knife crew. His wife too joined the knife crew, poisoning her husband for the promise of this worldly woo. Woo unto you, madame, your soul is so damned. Imam Hassan made it one request to be buried next to his blessed grandfather. But even when he was dead, they continued the slaughter. Even when he was dead, they continued the slaughter. Even when our imams are dead, they continued the slaughter. This is how God will test you. The widow too joined the knife crew. The widow too, she joined the knife crew. She shot an arrow at his coffin, because the family of the holy prophet was the whole problem. The family of the holy prophet was the whole problem. The words of the Holy Quran already wholly forgotten. The faith of the people already wholly rotten. This is a true story I tell sadly. The reason Hassan ibn Ali is not buried where he requested to be, next to the holy prophet in the holy prophet's holy city. This is a true story I tell sadly of angels who weep at Jannat al-Baqi. This is a true story I tell sadly of angels who weep at Jannat al-Baqi for the grandson of the holy prophet Hassan ibn Ali. This is my favorite, one of my favorite pieces. I wrote, actually, yeah. It's funny telling like why What inspires people to write poetry or do things creative? Inshallah, we should support each other, our children, and whatever creative endeavors we have. Maybe it's, I don't know, sewing, maybe it's cooking, maybe it's not poetry. We should support each other, you know, as long as it falls into a halal context. Inshallah, salawat. They say real martyrs don't die, they multiply. From the battlefield of Kabbalah, all the principles we apply. The holy month of Muharram, we beat our chest and cry. The leader of paradise stood alone with no water supply, protecting the sunnah against the most evil guy. That's why today we defy every arrogant power who make it apparent they only seek to apply the robotic system to try and make us hypnotic victims. Close your eyes and listen to a maniac mission. Of course we'll never abide. We plug into the matrix simply just to leave the whole mainframe fried. Our apex is an arrangement around a dear God. So for them it should be blatant. No matter how many they kill, our spirit will never subside. Death is our pride. It keeps us alive. Deep inside our heart resides a love, and this blood will never dry. Labbaik Ya Hussein!
Labbaik
Ya Hussein!
Labbaik Ya Hussein!
Labbaik Ya Hussein!
Labbaik Ya Hussein!
You hear that? It means kiss world domination goodbye. You may be a superpower, still a pebble to the Most High. Serving the devil, Zionism, the number one ally. They tap our phones and our centers, they plant spies. They tap my phone and our centers, they plant spies. But they're so insignificant, like one, two dead flies. You think killing our leaders will weaken our faith? They create 10 million believers for every one they take. Plus the spirit survive, every martyr's awake, alive, teaching us to sacrifice for Allah's sake. My friends, take a stride forward against this bored world filled with more war. The enemy's army is on a border. 1979, we established Islamic order. Therefore, you assassinate our scholars in building corridors. Keep the dirty dollars, you whore supporters. You're doomed to hell, but Allah is the judge. Your hands are covered in blood. In our lands, you hover in planes with bombs you drop on the brain of a young tot. And his pop's brain, you shot a hot bullet that shocked an entire generation that I've never forgot. Your illegal occupation, you brought demonic rain. We see beyond it on a plane where our heroes have fought. Imam Hussein is so near, freedom fighters see him a lot. Because martyrdom is how we maintain against your evil plot. Because the righteous people you slain have a heartbeat you can never stop. Labbaik Ya Hussein!
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 Thank you very much, brothers and sisters. One more thing I want to add. There's, alhamdulillah, a lot of great people here, and it takes a lot of energy and effort to do Muslim Congress. I don't know if you guys had that same feeling I did when we were eating about them trying to raise money. It takes so much money, energy, and effort to do this. If you have a dollar extra, give it. And I know a lot of us, alhamdulillah, we come from upper middle class families. Let's get some support and put the money where our mouth is. A lot of us come here for different reasons. But honestly, let's support each other. That's how we're gonna progress, period, if we support each other. So support, take out the money, get your mom, get your dad to, you know, support. Second, speaking of support, my good brother Yusuf Trombley is here, and he's from Boston. He's a great poet and MC. He has a lot of projects that he's released. Please support this brother. Put your money where your mouth is. My dear aunt, Emmy Sophia, she's here. She's an amazing artist. She has a CD out as well. She goes by the name of Phenomena. And support. Why? Because when we support each other, it builds a cohesion. And another thing, my motto that I always tell people is, when you support someone's dream, you're actively making a dream come alive. So that means you're part of the dream. And there's nothing really cooler than that, I think, than being part of someone's dream by making it a reality. Thank you. Salawat.